Yeah, my name's Joshua. Yeah, first lock became involved in Race Roof after I left college, because I hadn't been able to find any work as long as we had hoped. They referred me to what's called the Buddy Up scheme, and they referred to me to Race Roof. It's a performing arts group for SEND people. Yes, lock.
Have you got the script, the thing you read out that they got upset about?
This is the last part that was written in. It says, 2003, in Western Sudan, government militias conduct an ongoing campaigns of displacement, rape and slaughter against non-Arab ethnic groups. In Darfur, hundreds of thousands have died. 2016, in Myanmar, Burma, Rohingya Muslims are faced with forced displacement, persecution, violence and mass atrocities. 2022, Chinese Uyghur Muslims are ruthlessly repressed and persecuted with mass internment, beatings, torture and deaths in ongoing severe human rights abuses. 2023, 85% of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip experienced mass forced displacement with violence, bombing, blockades and starvation. Yeah, that last bit about Gaza. Well, what happened was the rabbi asked me to add in claims of, which, it was like Holocaust Memorial Service. It was held in the council chamber.
Right. And the rabbi said that you were supposed to not say that it was fact.
Yeah, so like I objected to that quite strongly. Yeah, but then after a while, like I can't remember who, but they like asked us to omit it altogether. Yeah, and I was like really livid after all of that, and I was like, yeah, just like just said it anyway.
What happened when you read it out, after you read it out?
So Rabbi Eretz said, I'd just like to note that last statement is statements of opinion. It's not facts. None of these facts have been verified. Yeah, and then I shouted over her, actually, it is.
So this is a female rabbi.
Yeah.
Can you just read out that bit about Gaza again?
Well, this is what we're sitting in. 85% of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip experienced mass forced displacement with violence, bombing, blockades, and starvation.
Right, and you're being told by a female rabbi that that is not a fact, that you must say that it's only speculation.
Yeah.
So how did that make you feel?
Offended.
And what was the consequences of all this?
What the council have done, I mean, it's clear to me that this isn't about this specific like statement, like because they've tried to collectivize the incident to make it a whole group issue as much as they could, rather than me as an individual. Yeah, cut funding, reported us to the Charity Commission, like name it, and like banned us from our rehearsal space, you name it.
So you've been cancelled.
But now, yes.
What's been the reaction amongst other people in your group? Have they been pointing the finger at you, or are they supporting you?
Well, I haven't spoken to that many people in the group. One of them who, a couple of them who I have spoken to, they said they're managing, but like that's been about it as far as I've heard from people in the group.
But how are they managing? They've got no money coming in anymore, and they've got nowhere to rehearse.
Yeah, without like having a group locked in this week or next week.
Right, so they're not actually get meeting anymore, no?
No, and I didn't. Don't think we'll be able to meet again until after the Charity Commission hearing, which they've got coming up.
And if people want to support you and support the group, how can they do that?
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure. I've sent my petition to the council, but they rejected it because they counted how many of the signatures were actually from Harlow, and they determined it wasn't enough. Yeah, so if you live in Harlow, you can sign a petition.
Okay, Joshua Gold, thanks very much for joining us.
That's okay.